Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Lots to talk about in the health insurance world, and who better to set us on the straight and narrow than Dermot Good, who of course is a health insurance expert with TotalHealthCover.ie, which is a locked-in company. Dermot, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Andrea. All well.
What's the state of the market at the minute?
So, well, let me get the bad news out of the way. So right now, everybody's facing significant price increases. If you're lucky, you're going to get away with 8%. Most people will be hit by 15%, some people up to 25%. So that's coming everybody's way in the next 2 to 3 months. The second thing is a lot of plans are being retired, especially by VHI and Irish Life. That means 200,000 members approximately will actually have to shop around because their plan won't exist anymore. And just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, we have a lot of benefits being reduced, particularly with Laya and VHI, right? But if there is some light at the end of the tunnel, there is a new player coming into the market. Hopefully we'll be announcing their details this Friday. And look, any new player coming in has to be very aggressive on pricing and plans and benefits. So I just think that's what the market badly needs.
Okay. All right. Listen, we have tons of messages for you, okay? So if anyone wants to call, if you have a query for Dermot, if you want to chat to him yourself, the number is 1800 453 106. You can WhatsApp us 087 1400 106 as well. This listener says their policy is up for renewal on the 14th of November. So that must be tomorrow or the next tomorrow. They've been with Irish Life Health for a number of years. They need cover for themselves, their 16-year-old son and 2 adult dependents, one who's in college and one working. What's the best cover for the best price, please? Like, I have an Irish Life policy as it has always included free travel insurance. So what is the best option?
Okay, it sounds like they're on a plan like the 4D Health 2. Good cover, too expensive, €1,851. I would suggest they contact Irish Life, check out two plans. One is called Horizon 2. It's €1,700. But Irish Life have a brilliant new scheme right now called Health Guide 2. €1,601. So I would encourage them to phone Irish Life and simply ask about those two plans. They'll explain the exact differentials to them. But definitely there's better value there for them.
So they should be looking for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And by the way, Andrea, anybody who's with Irish Life or Laya Healthcare, if they hear something today, they can phone them today and change their cover with them mid-year. VHI will only let you amend your cover from your renewal date.
Okay. This listener, 36, male, in good health, recently moved to the country, so looking at getting health insurance. Would you have a recommendation for decent cover? They've no health issues, but their wife, but they have started, sorry, fertility treatment. And they're wondering, would there be an insurer that could give them some assistance with that?
Definitely. I would recommend they start with some type of corporate plan. Now, by the way, anybody can join these plans. So they should check out the Inspire scheme with Laya, 1509. They should check out the Health Guide 1 scheme with Irish Life Health, which is 1517. But the best value scheme today is with VHI right now, a plan called PMI 4316. It's €1,450 and it will stay at that price until the 30th of December. So, you know, if they want to basically start with VHI and that PMI 4316, I would suggest though as well, unless they need to do it this week, new player launching on Friday, be worthwhile maybe waiting until Monday, Tuesday and see what they have to offer. Absolutely.
Okay, I've just signed up with Laya Transform Plus for my family. We're 2 adults and 2 kids. It's my first time getting health insurance. I bought it online. I'm having some bother understanding what day-to-day cover, though, I actually have.
Okay, so they picked well. It's a very good plan, €1,383. Two things to watch out for. It doesn't cover most of the private hospitals in the south of Ireland. So be very careful with this. All the insurance companies have these what we call network plans. Depending on where you live, they may be great, but they may not suit you. I would encourage that member to phone Laya straight away. 021-202-2000. And they need to sit back and say to Laya, now, tell me exactly what's covered on that plan, what's not covered. And Laya will explain how to download the app and they should be able to claim back money on all the routine expenses. But they have picked a very well-priced plan, to be fair to them. But you see, when you buy online, you're responsible. If you've missed something, missed an exclusion on the policy or if the plan doesn't suit you, you have no comeback whatsoever. I always encourage people, even if you buy it online, phone them up. And rather than you reading through the material, which, Andrea, it's torturous.
Oh, sure, it's, yeah. You
get them to explain everything to them. But they have selected well if they're not living in the south of Ireland.
In the south of Ireland?
Yes.
Which,
Because, like, for example, I'm nearly certain hospitals like the Bonds in Cork, Mater Private Cork, may not be covered on that plan. So that's why you need to be very careful when you buy some of these cheaper plans. All the hospitals may not be covered. Mm. So one phone call to Leah will confirm everything for them.
Peter is 63. He's wondering, is the VHI Enchanted 250 any good?
I like the name of the plan. That'd be a good plan. It's actually called Enhanced Care 250. But anyway, the Enchanted...
Oh, is it? Oh, sorry. That's Enchanted is what I have. But
listen, you know, next week there could be a plan called
this. Disney-like,
you know,
all right, but
most
anyway.
Of the names are like Disney anyway. So what I would say is, yes, he has picked a good mid-level plan. It's €1,213. So for somebody who wants a good mid-level plan with no bells and whistles on it, he has picked well. The only one thing that would concern me is when I look at his age. That plan has a 40% shortfall on orthopaedics. And the cardiac cover is very limited in that plan. I would encourage Peter, and I don't like getting people to spend more money, but you know what, Peter, right now, check out that 43 PMI 4316 with VHI. It'll cost him an extra €240, but there's no comparison in the cover. So one phone call to VHI, check out PMI 4316, and hopefully he'll still have time to switch to that plan if he wants it. But he's not overspending on the current plan.
Okay, now the guards are listening. Loads of messages. How does the guard, the medical aid, compare to other health providers? Two adults and two young children in the house. Sorry, two young adults, I should say.
Okay, so I can only give a general answer on this one, right? But what I would say to anybody in the Garda Medical Aid scheme, their benefits are very, very good. They have two different levels of cover. However, over time, their benefits have got quite expensive. And what we've found is now a lot of people who want to switch to one of the other plans on the market, they can get better value cover. So what I would suggest to this person, like I give them a very good mid-level plan with each of the providers, which is a good starting point. Health Guide 2, Irish Life Health, Optimum Plus with Leia, or with VHI, that PMI 4316. I guarantee they'll save money.
Yeah, I was going to say, what roughly would be the saving? Because the medical plan, the Garda medical plan is pricey enough, isn't it?
It is. Now, see, I don't know which one they're on and they have different pricing levels. So we wouldn't, because it's not a regulated product. What I mean by that is you and I can't join the Garda medical aid plan. It's like, for example, the prison officers have their scheme. The ESB used to have their own scheme. It's now been closed down and VHI took that over. So what I would say is definitely they'll make savings. But what they need to do, simply phone up the insurance companies, maybe start with VHI, tell them what their budget is, tell them they're with Garda Medical Aid, there'll be no break in their cover, and VHI will then explain exactly how their plan compares.
Okay.
I can't give them an exact comparison because we're not authorised to give advice on the Garda schemes as such, because only guards can join them.
Yeah.
I would say, though, here's where they need to be very careful. To be fair to the Garda Medical Aid scheme, I've come across lots of scenarios where things might not be covered, but when you make an appeal, they cover it for them. For the members of the Garda scheme. So there's huge flexibility in that scheme. So it would be wrong for me to criticise the schemes. They're very good, but they have got pricey.
Okay, what alternative plans would you recommend for a family of two adults with Irish Life benefit and three kids with Nurture plan? I'm looking for cheaper alternatives with no pre-existing conditions.
Okay, so they're on the benefit plan with Irish Life, €1,312 per adult. So they have their cover well structured. The only one thing I would say to them right now is they're not overspending. They have good cover and it's well structured. On the 1st of January, depending on when the renewal is, Andrea, on the 1st of January, Leia will be reintroducing a free cover offer for children under 18. So they could phone Leia. They could ask about the Signify plan on the 1st of January. Similar benefits, similar price for mum and dad. They put the eldest child on Signify. They put the two youngest child on a plan with Leia called Flex 125 Explore. They'll now save €500 because the two youngest children will be free with Leia, but that's from the 1st of January.
Okay.
So right now they have good cover with Irish Life, not overspending.
Mm.
But anybody with two, three, four children under 18 who's going to renew in around January, you really have to look at those that Leia offer. It's very, very good.
This texter is 26, male, moving to Australia for a year. They have VHI First Care 500 at the moment, but want insurance that'll cover them too while they're in Australia.
Okay, this one is very clear. They need to phone VHI and ask about VHI International. Now, this is a mistake that thousands of people make every year. Once you are out of the country for 6 months or more, your Irish health insurance is useless. Okay, so for anybody travelling abroad, studying, working, whatever it might be, phone up VHI International. They will quote you and basically you can get very good cover with them. It's a full international policy. But the advantage is you can switch directly from your VHI domestic onto the international cover. And then when you return to Ireland, you basically can switch right back to your domestic policy with no break in cover. And even if you're with Laya Healthcare or Irish Life Health, they all recognise VHI International. So I would, the amount of people, Andre, who buy off-the-shelf cheap travel insurance policies, they go abroad for 6 months or more, they think they're covered, they have no cover at all.
I presume the travel insurance that you and I might buy for a holiday, that's not going to cover you if you're living there either.
Most travel insurance policies have a limit of 45 to 60 days.
Yeah, you need to check that out too.
So a lot of people now have that and it's not sufficient.
This texter says they and their partner are in their early 70s. They've no major health concerns. They're on the Laya Simply Connect. Are there cheaper alternatives with similar cover?
Okay, so that plan is 1,991 per adult. To be fair to them, and I'm like, when you look at their age, if they want to keep full cover for hip, knee and shoulder replacements and cataracts, they need to stay where they are. But if they're not too concerned about those procedures, they should phone Laya and ask about a different plan, which is called Simply Health Extra. It's 1577. It'll save them €420 each. It's far better cover in every respect, except for the hips, knees and shoulders and cataracts. So that's the only one thing. If those procedures are of concern to them, they need to stay where they are. They're on the right plan.
This texter, they and their husband, they used to have private health insurance, but due to financial difficulties, we couldn't renew it. It's now been years since we've had it. We're both approaching 57. We're in good health, but I do worry in case something happens. So how can I get reasonable health cover for our age and where do we start?
Okay, so what I would suggest, the best starting point number one is your budget. How much can you afford to spend? Second thing, before they phone any insurance company, go back to the previous insurer, let's just say it was VHI or Laya. They will give them an email confirming how many years they had cover because, Andrea, they're going to have age loadings. The age loadings, so they're 23 years over the threshold. That's an age loading of 46% each. However, excuse me, they will get full credit for any previous membership, which will reduce that loading. So I would suggest they start. So, for example, three really good mid-level plans. Laya Signify, VHI Enhanced Care 350 or the Irish Life Health My Plan 350, all around €1,200. But the one thing is the loadings. I would encourage them to consider joining as soon as possible so that those loadings don't get any higher. But anybody who has let their cover lapse, you are entitled to credit for all your previous membership. So if they had previous cover for 15 years, that knocks 15 years off that loading. So it could halve those loadings. But I would encourage them to get back in.
Finally, can you change companies mid-plan, asks this texter.
Not really. Strictly speaking, you can, but there's a penalty. We would never advise people to change cover mid-year. You could have a problem with claims. So we'd always advise people to make sure at the renewal shop around. You get your renewal notice 4 weeks beforehand. By the way, Andrea, if anybody's renewal was the 1st of November, they have the 14-day cooling off period, so they have two days to shop around.
We'll make sure to podcast
but
this.
But if they're with Irish Life Health and Laya Healthcare, they will allow them amend their cover mid-year to a different plan that they have. VHI won't, but just really renewal date is key.
Dermot Good, thanks a million, Dermot,
my
for
pleasure.
Answering some of our listeners' questions. We could keep you for an hour and a half here to reply to our texters today. So many people wondering about changing policies. As Dermot said, this new insurer due to launch in the market this week. I'm sure we'll have more details on that here on News Talk later in the week as well. That's Dermot Good, health insurance expert with TotalHealthCover.ie, which is a locked-in company.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.